Mr. Butterfield and
Mr.
the President.
Mr. Butterfield,
yes?
The President asked me for Ambassador Lodge in Argentina.
Oh, he did?
Now, I have Ambassador John Davis Lodge. I'm hoping that's who he wants.
Mm-hmm. Is that our ambassador in Argentina?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Look,
that's
ma'am.
What the President asked me for, Ambassador Lodge. And I have the American Embassy, Ambassador John Davis Lodge.
All right.
For a minute, I was thinking of Henry Cabot Lodge, but I guess that's not.
Yeah, I think that's the one. Can I put you on hold, or can you just hang up and let me check that and call you right back? The President's out in the Rose Garden now anyway, getting a picture taken.
That's this man on the line, all right.
Well, let's just hold him for one second.
All right.
You've got John Davis Lodge. Yes, you've got the right one, and the President's coming in about 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Butterfield.
So do you want to just stay on the line here?
Yes,
Okay, well, we'll hold it open. And I think he will be calling Governor Holton here right after he talks to... I think he will be calling Governor Holton, too, right after he talks to Ambassador Lodge.
All right.
I'd alerted somebody earlier to that.
All right. He's going to be calling Governor Holton now. Do we have...
I'll put you on hold until the President picks up.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Argentina's may be the vote that will determine whether we win or lose it, and that I feel, having just received our new ambassador here, and incidentally I liked you very much, he spoke highly of you, but that I feel, as an old friend of Argentina's and a good friend of Argentina's, that I would feel personally very, very distressed if Argentina was the vote that defeated the United States in something in which we have such a very great interest. And I wondered if you would... What's that?
I shall certainly use that.
Yeah, what's that? I think if we can put it...
Lanusse, and I have his first cousin who's going to the States coming in to see me in about 10 minutes.
Right.
And I'm trying to get an appointment for today, but I'm glad...
Well, you can tell him, I think you should do is to call the President and tell him that I just called you, and yet you have an urgent personal message. And then, because this vote is Tuesday, but the main point being that I just feel that I consider this a personal matter of the highest order. Now, Incidentally, you can also tell him that that my good friend and your good friend Finch will be there and very shortly, and we want to discuss things of mutual interest. But go the extra mile.
I look forward to his visit. I think it's a very helpful idea.
But I want you to go the extra mile in telling telling him with as strongly as you can that Argentina's is probably the one vote that will make the difference. And that we think this would be very unfortunate to have these two great countries, the great country of the South and the great country of the North, divided. Okay?
That's very helpful, and I appreciate your calling me.
Just a minute, here's Bill.
Say, John, I want to be sure that you tell the president we want a yes vote on the important question.
Yes, sir. I've already told the foreign minister, and I'm going to tell the president.
We're not so interested in anything else. We want a yes vote on the important question. We don't want an abstention or anything else.
That's right. And we don't care how...
The important question to come up first.
Yeah. That's right.
And incidentally, a yes on the important question, and we don't give a damn how they vote on the other things. You understand?
Well, they're going to vote against the second part of the Orbanian resolution because they...
That isn't...
The just told me so.
That doesn't help us.
The exclusion of Taipei.
How are they going to vote on the important... How are they going to vote on the important question?
Well, they haven't decided yet.
Well, that is the critical vote. If they, no matter how they vote on the other one, if they vote no on the important question, we'll lose the other one. You see?
Yes, sir.
If they vote no on the important question, Taiwan will be kicked out.
Right, and also it sets a precedent for kicking other countries out by a simple majority, which is absolutely wrong. See?
Like Israel. Of course, the foreign minister keeps talking about Article 6 and Article 18. He says he doesn't see how the matter can be presented this way to the United Nations. And I understand that Ambassador Moon Yee presented this to Secretary of State that way. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, but it's a lot of baloney. Christ, we've got half the members voting, and theirs is a key vote. All they have to do is vote yes with us on the important question. And obviously, expelling Taiwan is an important question.
It certainly is, but I understood that according to Article 18, they have to get two-thirds for a thing like that.
No.
They've got to vote yes on the important question or Taiwan is expelled. They just must be told that. Tell them that that's my judgment, too, that I've studied this damn charter. And this is very important, John. Get in there and see him. Get that vote, okay?
Okay.
We'll do that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Bye.